The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Hey guys, so all this month we are talking about clean beauty, inside and out, natural approaches to skin, makeup, and hair care, and working less on changing things and more on embracing and loving the skin you're in. Today we're talking all about clean skincare and in particular the effect of stress on your skin and what you can do about it. I'm joined now by Daphne Oz, Emmy award-winning TV host, best-selling author, podcast host, chef, beauty junkie, and mama of four, and now co-owner of Loom Beauty, a clean, vegan, and cruelty-free skincare line. And she also happens to be one of my favorite people in the world. Daphne, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
It's good to see you too. And I'm really glad that we're talking about stress because as I mentioned before we got on,
I'm having an out of body experience with you right now. We're both in the same wind tunnel of stress mania.
And well, I guess I failed to make the connection. So we're talking a lot about stress and skin today, in particular its effect on skincare. So skincare is a really big thing. And this kind of surprised me when I started this podcast, because I was thinking, you know, we're going to be all about like beauty and fashion, and it'll just be a really wide ranging approach. And it is. But the thing that people are interested in more than anything else is skincare, which shocked me, because that's never really been my thing. I'm much more of like a makeup girl.
Interesting.
So I will ask you, because I know that people want to know this, what is your skincare routine?
I had pretty good skin growing up, and then I got to college, and the dorm, probably the confluence of dorm living plus living in like creaky old dorms with bad pipes, gave me the worst acne, like horrible, horrible cystic acne. And it was then that I really started paying attention to having a methodology to my approach towards skincare. I almost want to start backwards. I want to start with nighttime to take it all off. I think this was something I shared a couple of years ago and people were really surprised by it. And I've heard from thousands of people who've tried it now, and it has really been a game changer. And that is coconut oil. I gave up all my like makeup remover specific products and just use coconut oil to loosen and remove makeup. If you're wearing waterproof mascara, you're wearing a harsh eyeliner, whatever it is, you might think that you need, you know, something really intense. And no, yes, yes, go.
Is that one of the kids?
Yeah, she came in here like, oh, because I had let her brother. Sorry, I digress.
I totally get it, because I said to my kids, if you're going to interrupt me in the next 45 minutes, ask yourself a question. Is this an emergency? That's the question you have to answer.
We're working on this now. Is it kind? Is it truthful? Is it important? Those are the only things I want to hear from you. But in any case, you saw, I was like twisting. I was like, do not bother me. I'm here. Anyway, coconut oil is a miracle worker for me in terms of just like removing makeup quickly, getting it done fast. And then the cleansing process for me is I do a very gentle, either we at Loom, we have a Be Calm cleansing balm, which is the very gentle, just like soothing experience of getting that final vegetal dirt off your face and the wear of the day off your face. If I want a little bit of a deeper clean, I call it floss for your face, because it's our enzymatic cleanser, and it's great if you're feeling just like there's been a bit of buildup, or you've been hanging out in your pollution, or you just feel like you need a little bit of extra sloughing. And it's a real, I mean, the whole line is so gentle. So, you know, I have pretty sensitive skin, and I've been blown away by how much I'm able to see the results coming through use after use, but also never feel like I'm doing anything harsh on my face. And then I'm a huge fan of oils. I use our Serenity Serum, our PRC Serenity Serum, and then I follow it with the Elixir Oil, which is like our really rich hydrating oil, because I feel like that's my secret duo that A, gives me an amazing morning glow, and B, I will combine those two products, the Pure Serenity Sea Serum and the Golden Sea Serum, I should say, and the Elixir Oil, and I'll combine them together and press them over like makeup of any kind, and it just gives you this incredible glow. It's beyond. And then in the mornings, I'm usually in a rush, so I keep it really simple. I splash my face with water, and then I will do I'll do the Pure Serenity Golden Sea Serum, and then I will do just, it depends on if I'm going to put makeup on or not. If I just want like a fresh, glowy face for the day, I'll do our contour cream, which is amazing just for like lifting. I feel like, especially in the morning, I give myself a quick little massage just to try to you know, reverse gravity. And if I'm going to put makeup on, I am a big fan of the gel hydrator that we have that just has this, I don't know if you use primer. I really loved primers. I use them a lot, especially for TV sets, but they're filled with silicones. And so many of them are really, I mean, just think about your skin being the biggest organ. Think about the things you're putting on consistently being a big place to invest in cleaner products and cleaner habits. And the silicones in those, I just wasn't thrilled with. Our product has this amazing mattifying effect, and it really leaves you this like velvet finish, which is gorgeous, but no silicones in it, which I love.
So they sent me samples of the line.
Oh, okay, good. Tell me everything. What'd you like?
Well, first of all, everything smells like there must be a science of calm because it triggers calm in me. I mean, I don't know what that smell is, but it just makes me instantly feel like, it's like aromatherapy in a way.
I'm so glad you bring that up because I think fragrance is something that's very polarizing and people are very specific about what they like. And also something in the clean beauty realm, the list of fragrances goes on and on that are actually really disruptive to your body and very problematic. And part of what I'm so proud about with Loom is that we live up to the highest standards of clean for both the US and Europe. So the fragrance that we're using is really clean derived.
So my favorites are the Be Calm Cleansing Balm that you mentioned. And I love that it's not a foaming cleanser because I've really been moving away from those. So I was like so happy to see that it smells amazing. It works great. And it's non-foaming because it's like perfectly aligned with everything that I'm looking for.
Isn't that funny? I don't know if you ever had skin issues. Your skin is so gorgeous, but it's for me, I think some, you know, woman's magazine when I was a teenager told me I had to really like suds it up, right? And, you know, we're all into this foaming thing. And it's actually so stripping to your skin to have that surfactant, to have that soap on your skin.
Well, you know, I've had to kind of learn everything relatively late in life because it's funny. So I tell this story in an episode that I did about the biggest skincare secret I learned. So I was always someone who, you know, by gift of genetics just had, I mean, I hate to say it because I sound so obnoxious saying it.
Perfect skin.
Right. So it didn't matter if I was partying when I was a teenager, if I slept in makeup, my skin just always looked great. And then a few years ago, just like everything else that happens with age, things started to go downhill. So I'm like, what's going on with my skin? All of a sudden, I'm breaking out. I'm having all these issues. It was dry. And so I reached out to my friend Whitney Bow, a dermatologist, Dr. Whitney Bow, and she had to teach me everything. She gave me this full-on routine for morning, for night, sunscreen. I mean, I'm talking about the most basic stuff. I just learned like 2 years ago. So one of the things that she said to me, one of the things that she taught me is try and avoid those really heavy foaming cleansers because they're not great for your skin. So I'd like to play a game of always, sometimes, never. This is really fun for me. This is always one of my favorite parts of any taping. I'm going to name a skincare practice and you tell me if this is an always, a sometimes, or a never for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Double cleansing.
Sometimes.
Face masks and not like COVID masks, but like mass masks.
I love that you have to clarify that now. Face masks. I mean, what's always like 3 times a week? I would say I'm a 2 to 3 times a week face mask.
Okay. So that's a definitely. Sunscreen.
Okay. Sunscreen has become always, but only recently because I live in Florida. But I'm not like fanatical about it. I put it on once in the morning and that's when it goes on.
Sleeping with makeup on.
Never. Literally never. I've given myself styes. I've given like all the things that are bad that happen. Also, I have this face where like, it, you know, some people look beautiful and slept in makeup, not me. So never, never.
Exercising with makeup on.
What? No.
I'm guilty of that. I do that all the time.
Here's the thing. I was going to say that. And I will say that there were times when I would leave the studio and it would be the only time I could sneak a workout in. But I would at minimum cleanse my actual, just like my face. I might leave my eye makeup on, but I would cleanse my face because I just don't want to like open my pores to sweat and have it drink in the makeup on my face. So,
okay. So cosmetic injections.
Cosmetic injections. No. They mean like fillers and stuff. No. I feel like I'm ready to like explore this world. You know, I look, the women who, as they age, I really idolize and think have done it so gracefully. aren't the ones who like totally say to hell with it, because that's just, it's, I appreciate and applaud it in them. And I recognize it myself that like, that wouldn't be me. But they walk that balance between they've clearly taken great care of themselves throughout their lifetime, but they, yeah, they like, look, I'm when I'm done having babies, I'm getting these boobs done. I am getting my little, like, you know, situation in order. Like, I am doing it.
Are you not done?
I don't know. I'm not like closing up shop just yet. No. I'm at like capacity right now. I mean, life is really, really nuts right now with our oldest is 6 and we've got 4 kids, but it's just like, I don't know. They get to that age where all, especially, you know, 2 where they're talking and they're funny and they're just sort of like little irrational adults in the house. And then I start to think, am I really done with all the little baby parts of it? You know, I don't know. I'm not signing up to anything, but I'm not getting my boobs done yet. That's all I'm saying.
I remember we had lunch once when you were heavily pregnant with your 3rd.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. I barely wedged into that booth. That was hilarious.
And I remember asking you, are you done? Do you think this is your last one? And most women at that stage in their pregnancy, even if they may go on to have other children at that stage, they would say like never again, because it's the miserable phase. Right. And you said with this big bright smile on your face, I've always wanted 5. And I was like, whoa, like she must really mean that.
It's so funny that you remember that, because I also feel like part of how this works for me is I go into like a total fugue state in those final months of pregnancy and first month of newbornhood. I always joked that I wanted 7. I just like love this idea of a huge, huge family. And then I probably said 5 to you because every time I have a child, that number comes down 1.
But Daphne, you make the most delicious babies.
Aw, ditto.
All right, I have 3 more always, sometimes, nevers. Jade face rollers, the little things.
So here's the deal. I own like 3 of them. And I actually just bought a Gua Sha tool to learn how to use that properly. Because I believe in it. I first of all, it's just the ritual, right? Like whatever. I know tons of girlfriends who make time for it. They do it like while they're making their smoothie, or they do it while they're getting ready for, you know, they're lying in bed reading and they're doing the Gua Sha thing. And I again, it's one of those things where like, I really believe in it. I want to do it. And I haven't found time to. So I'm going to put a sometimes label on there. Okay. And I'm like avidly watching YouTube tutorials to learn how to Gua Sha. Cause I think that that's really cool.
You should make one. Once you've nailed it, you should do your own tutorial.
Well, if I can do it, you can do it. So once I figure out like, how am I really going to make this work for me? Then I will absolutely do that.
Professional facials.
Okay. So here's the deal. People do facials at out and about, I think because they don't realize that massages are so much better.
And the last one, this one is perfect for you. And I'm very curious to what your answer is going to be. Kitchen ingredients on your face. So things like lemon, honey, yogurt.
I love this. My first ever job when I was in high school actually was as a product tester for Elle Girl magazine back when they were in business. And I will never forget talking to the editor in chief about how much stories meant to me, like stories of the origin of products and the meaning of different ingredients and like why you could buy into and trust the intelligence behind a certain practice. And the idea of food on skin means so much to me because I think throughout time and across every culture, it's what women have always done. They talk, I mean, I'm goosebumps right now like a total idiot because I remember the moment when I was like a teenager and someone told me that Cleopatra used to bathe in milk and honey. And I was like, geez, she is a goddess. But, you know, you think about like, you know, Indian women before their weddings have these beautiful rituals of like this chickpea flour and saffron and rose petal facial scrub that they will do every night for 30 nights to get their glowing skin for their wedding day. And, you know, Japanese rituals with the patera and the fermented rice. And like, even, I mean, I went down like a crazy YouTube rabbit hole and learned all about fermented rice hair wash, which is,
oh, we're talking about that in the clean hair episode.
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, can't wait to listen to it. I feel so like absolutely lemon on skin to brighten it. You know, I feel like sometimes we try to like isolate out the one thing that we think is creating a positive effect, but we do this in food too, with nutrition all the time. You're like, you know, whatever. I don't know. Vitamin C is good for you in this way, but it could be that it's vitamin C plus all these other little things that you don't actually know about in the whole food form, in the broccoli or in the pepper, in the in the lemon, you know? So absolutely love food on hair, love food on face, love food in tummy, love food all the time.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk all about your new skincare line because we mentioned it a little bit, but it really is amazing. Joining us now to talk more about this revolutionary approach to skincare is Kat Bryce, Global Brand VP for Loom Beauty of Calm. Kat is a skincare expert who believes in a holistic mind-body beauty approach and has developed new products and brands in beauty and wellness for over 15 years. So Kat, when we spoke on the phone before this taping, I was expecting to talk about ingredients that are bad for you. And we did talk a little bit about that at the end of the conversation. But what you started with blew my mind. You introduced me to a term I had never heard of before and that I cannot stop thinking about. And that was psychodermatology. What is psychodermatology?
Yeah, you know what? You are one of many who's had that reaction. And it's so interesting that even people have been in the beauty industry a long, long time, lots of beauty editors, you know, my own experience as well, is that psychodermatology is this really well-established kind of subspecialty of dermatology that no one really knows about. It's crazy. It's like the most important science for your skin that no one understands. And psychodermatology is basically the science of the link between the mind and the skin, because it turns out that our brains and our skin are completely hardwired together. So embryonically, they grow from the same cell, which means that our skin is connected to our mind, unlike any other organ in our body. And so psychodermatologists for 30 years have been researching the mind-skin connection, and the amount of evidence and clinicals and studies is mind-blowing, and yet no one knows about it. So the journey for us on Loom has really been understanding this amazing science and looking at how we could bring it to the market in a really meaningful way.
Daphne, were you aware of psychodermatology before you got involved with Loom?
No. I'll share just, you know, with Kat, the first time she mentioned it, I was like, a crazy dermatologist? What does that mean? You know? But, you know, similarly, I think that if anything, it actually validates that, as with everything we do in our lives, treating the whole person is really important. Like we may feel like we're getting by, you know, we're just going to keep plugging away. But what we're doing on the inside is always going to show up on the outside. And it was, I mean, you can feel it. And it almost was just like a validation of that feeling that when someone says, oh, you look tired, suddenly you feel so much more tired when your skin feels saggy or inflamed or just lacks its luster, it does create an overall feeling of just, you know, like you can't take on the day with as much chutzpah as you'd like to have done. So it's part of what I think is so compelling around don't just take care of the skin because you think it's like, you know, a vanity play. It actually creates a feeling of positivity on the inside as well when you're able to greet yourself with the best possible face forward.
Kat, you set out with Loom to tackle one specific way that our emotions affect our skin, and that specific emotion is stress. So you set out to tackle the effects of stress on the skin. What are the effects of stress on the skin? I think we all know anecdotally that our skin looks like crap when we're stressed out, but what is actually happening?
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing. We all know anecdotally, you know, you've got a big event coming up and suddenly you break out, or you have a really tough long week and you get to Friday and your skin is sensitized and inflamed. It's like your skin's gone through it with you. And so we kind of, you know, that was the starting point. We experienced that in our own skin. We wanted to understand more. And when you start getting into the science of what stress is doing to the skin, it's phenomenal. Basically, stress is this kind of juggernaut that goes through your skin, touching each and every layer and being so damaging. So the first thing that we look at is adrenaline. So when we're stressed, our adrenaline spikes. And that causes the release of a signaling marker called a cytokine in our skin that triggers a pro-inflammatory response. So we get dryness, we get sensitivity, we get irritation. At the same time, our central nervous system is kind of communicating stress throughout our body. And in our skin, what gets released is a neuropeptide called substance P. And what substance P does is increase the production of oil from our pores. It also enlarges our pores. And so we end up with not only just oilier skin, but because we have lower detoxification, we also get the buildup of bacteria, which leads to breakouts. And then the one that I think like all of us should be most worried about, honestly, is cortisol. So cortisol is our fight or flight hormone. It keeps us safe in times of danger. But when we're stressed, our cortisol spikes, and cortisol is a collagen killer. So cortisol spikes, it damages our collagen, it prevents our collagen regenerating properly, it weakens our entire cellular matrix. We end up with fine lines and wrinkles, loss of firmness, loss of suppleness, all the signs of accelerated aging. So combined, stress is just the most damaging thing for your skin that we're just not thinking about enough. And to Daphne's point, we have to think about our skin as one total ecosystem and the damaging impact of stress within that. And, you know, I think we'd all agree, like, it's been a stressful year. We've all felt it and we've noticed it more and more on our skin. Like, there's a reason that the lockdown skin conversation is trending, because we've had a stressful time and it's shown up in our skin, and more of us are seeing it than ever.
Now, the secret sauce, if you will, of the Loom product line is Tri-Serene. What is Tri-Serene and how is that addressing those stress-related skin issues?
Yeah, so we worked with a leading psychodermatologist called Dr. Francisco Toss to develop Tri-Serene. And what we looked at was understanding how stress is affecting our skin by activating those three pathways that I spoke about. How could we find the most powerful ingredients to dial down and reverse the effects of stress? And what we ended up doing is basically combining three of nature's most powerful stress relievers, all kind of clinically proven. So we talked about the effect of adrenaline and triggering a pro-inflammatory response. We basically have this marine microalgae, a really rare one from the French West Indies, which is clinically proven to bring down the levels of interleukin-1a, which is the key cytokine that triggers that pro-inflammatory response. So where you would have got the dryness and the sensitivity and the redness, we basically turn off that switch so your skin doesn't react in that way. Then we talked about the effect of the oil production, so substance P making our skin oily, prone to breakouts. There we use broad spectrum CBD. So what's not very well known about broad spectrum CBD, because there's lots of kind of miscommunication about the ingredient, is that it's lipostatic and sebostatic. So it's clinically proven to slow the production of oil from our pores and also help close down enlarged pores. So it prevents those stress-driven effects of oily skin and breakouts. And then finally, for the cortisol, this is a really interesting one, because we found this ingredient called wild indigo extract. It's from the Western Himalayas and it's an Ayurvedic ingredient. It's been used by local people for generations for kind of calming and soothing. But what's like super unique about this ingredient is that it lowers the level of cortisol in our skin really significantly by like 70% in only 2 hours. So what that ingredient does is prevent us from stress-driven accelerated aging, where your collagen would have taken the hit from the cortisol. It doesn't anymore. So your collagen is protected against what you're going through. And we combined those three ingredients together to create Tri-Serene, which is almost the ultimate antidote to the effects of stress in skin. So it's going to protect your skin against stress. It's going to almost stress-proof your skin, but it's also giving you that future protection, you know? So if you're very stressed, it's a rehab, it's a detox from stress. But it's also, you know, the stress isn't going to go away. So the role of Tri-Serene is to stop your skin feeling it.
Daphne, what's your favorite product in the line?
So I have two answers, because the Golden Sea Serum is the one that I got my sisters and my friends hooked on first, mainly because it's the one where I think you can see the results of it so fast. And it's such an easy, you know, it takes seconds to apply, such an easy. I learned this with healthy eating and healthy living as well. Part of getting anyone to try something new and work something beneficial for themselves into their routine is about making it easy. And it's about making it, you know, something you can do in comfortably with all of the other things you're already doing. And the serum for me is something anyone can integrate into their current routine in a really flawless way and start to immediately experience those benefits of the Tri-Serene and also our tripeptide complex in there, which is what works to immediately start to fill in any fine lines and really lift the skin and give you that great glow. And it's just, if you like the smell, which I know you do, that is another benefit for you there. But the product that I have to say is most sort of like wow to me as a mom and as someone with, you know, I am a product junkie. If I had hours of my day to spend mixing lotions and potions and like lavishing myself with skincare, I would, but I don't. And so to try to get some of that same sensation of that deep, luxurious facial in a quick time period, the mini facial is pretty magical. I mean, it works in 2 to 3 minutes and I do it at night because I see like right after I take it off, my skin is glowing. All, you know, the blood rushes to my face so that it's able to like regenerate all these new skin cells. I put my duo of the sea serum and the elixir oil on. I go to bed and I wake up in the morning and my skin is so happy and so calm and so like, sloughed off the dead skin cells and really, just shown these lovely fresh ones. So that to me is the product that I think is the sleeper hit that people are going to discover and be like, wow, like I need 3 minutes to really make my skin feel great and glow the way I know it can.
And Kat, you know, when we're talking about clean skincare in general, do you have any key tips, any key information, like things that people should absolutely avoid? So for example, we were talking about clean makeup with an expert and she said talc, make sure whatever you're using doesn't have talc in it. So she had these very specific things that she thought people should know. Are there any really big takeaways when it comes to clean skincare?
I mean, I think people know so many of the main things, the sulfates and the parabens and, you know, the kind of key ingredients. I'd say there are places that formulators can hide kind of dirty ingredients that I think people will learn more and more about. So a really big one is fragrance. So when you just get fragrance on a label and you don't know what's in it, you can hide lots of nasties in there. The other one is a preservative or kind of stabilizing system. So typically they are not clean at all. They don't get labeled properly, so you don't know what's in the product. And there are ingredients there like phenoxyethanol, which is a really well-known preservative that doesn't necessarily show up on most clean lists yet, but I think it will. And I think the market has to really sort of get into looking at the preservative and stabilizing systems that we use to make sure that we use the same rigor in terms of clean to those that we do to kind of the hero ingredients that we talk about.
Thank you guys so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You guys can check out Daphne on MasterChef Junior, premiering on Fox in 2021, on her hit podcast Mom Brain with Ilaria Baldwin, and on social media at Daphne Oz. And you can check out the brand on social at Loom Beauty and online at loombeauty.com. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Combo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Combo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.